Do you?
Hello and welcome to Music for the Observant here on CITR 101.9 FM. We are going to be having an interview with Robin Jacob. Andy Resto is going to be conducting that interview. Hi, Andy.
Other microphone. There we go. Now you can hear me. How's it going?
Not too bad. Hanging in there. Hanging out. It's a pleasure to have you in the room with me.
I'm glad. It's not. It's not for your own well-being. Emily. I'm here for business. Okay. So.
Well, love what you do, and never work a day in your life. Am I right?
Yes. Some might say.
Some might say. Yeah. Do you want to say a little bit about what this interview is
going
to be?
So it's going to be the Robin Jacob, who is one of the co-founders, I guess, of a series of releases called Bitch Tapes. And it's biannual is how they describe it. Cassette release. That's a compilation of artists that are only featuring female identified artists from Vancouver and around the general Vancouver area. So Robin Jacob puts these out with Elisa Thorne, another artist. So we're going to have an interview with Robin in a bit. Robin, friend of the station, used to do a weird avant-garde music show called The Rib.
The Rib.
Just kind of great name. Great name for a show.
Yeah.
Biblical in its proportions. She's also in a group called Only a Visitor. We'll hear some of her music later on in the show. Starting things off, though, we're going to hear a song from Elisa Thorne and her jazz-ish group called The Painting Project, Elisa Thorne's Painting Project. She's a harpist here in Vancouver. And just put out this record called Hue. We're gonna listen to the song Angels to start, and then hopefully get Robin on the phone in the near future.
Right on. Let's get it going.
Like birds, their wings they fold the other way. Angels.
All right, you are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Canada. This program is called Muzak for the Observant. It's on every Thursday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. Wednesday. Did I say Thursday? Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. And this week, you just heard a song from a group called Only a Visitor, which is fronted, led by Robin Jacob, who we have on the phone currently. Robin, are you with
Hi.
Us? Great. You are with us. We've done this all correctly. Wonderful. Outside of being part of Only a Visitor, you're putting on a show tomorrow night, which is the release of a mixtape you've been working on. Do you want to tell people about that project?
Yeah. Myself and colleague Elisa Thorne, who is a Vancouver harpist, also runs several bands such as Hugh or Elisa Thorne's Painting Project. She's currently changing the name, and also is in Gentle Party, who just really recently put out an album, really good album. But we're working together on this project called Bitch Tapes, and it's basically it's basically a vehicle for us to kind of I don't know, kind of like strengthen the music community in terms of like giving a greater voice to female run initiatives and projects in within the music scene here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is our first mixtape that we're releasing tomorrow at the Astoria, and we're really excited about it. They came in the mail recently and they look really great, so we're pretty excited to share them.
Yeah, it's always a challenge making sure you get the tapes on time. It's always a little
bit we had to rush them a little,
but it worked great. Could you maybe talk about how it is, or like maybe what inspired doing this project? It also seems to be and I don't mean this in any sort of negative way, but a particular sound to a lot of the music, at least from what I'm seeing on the page for tomorrow, that it's a lot of jazz-ish, mellower music, I guess, would you say? And is that like an idea that you have, or do you want it to eventually expand into something that's covering a wide range of genres?
When we first started talking about the project, it was very genre-less. Like, there was no... it was more just about the community aspect of it. So we put out a call for submissions, and independently we went through them and then brought it together and put together the curation of it, which was hard. It was really hard.
Yeah.
But I think generally we were on the same page. It just so happened that it ended up being the artist that we had. Like, it might seem that it's like more, I don't know, when looking at all the artists here, quite a few of them were not in town to play the release actually as well.
Oh, right.
But there's a fair amount of songwriter stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also, there's some improvised music for sure. And some weirder stuff on there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think it's quite varied. I think we only have one like hip hop tune. So it's kind of like, we don't want it to be genre oriented. We want it to be, just a bunch of really good tunes. We do want it to flow. So in terms of like putting the order of the tracks on the tape, like that, definitely we considered a lot of things for that. But I think trying not to peg ourselves into any holes for that, like specific to genre stuff.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
And then on the event page, it says that I guess the plan would be for this to be like a biannual thing, is what you put down. Do you anticipate that working out? Are you hoping? Are you getting some positive feedback thus far from people, or getting a lot more like messages around it?
Yeah, I think so. This is our first run, so definitely a few growing pains, mostly to do with like how we schedule all the series of events that happen, like having enough time to make the tapes.
Yeah.
But I think we'll do another call around the end of the summer or beginning of fall. And so we'll have a fall edition and a spring edition and try to keep it going like that. And I'm really excited to see how it will grow and the variety of music that we can put on each one. Definitely as like time goes on, different artists have different works that maybe there wasn't anything ready for this one, but they might have something together for the next one, or if they submitted something and it wasn't one that we chose for the tape, maybe the next time they submit something, it's something we choose for the tape. So, I'm excited to keep it going. And I really think that because we're only doing two a year, you know how busy people are in this town.
Yeah.
Just trying to like hustle all their creative projects already. I think that because it's only two a year, it's more sustainable for Elisa and I to keep it going.
And I guess I should have asked to clarify for the tape. Are you asking for unique releases that people haven't released anywhere else before, like new songs?
No, we're just our stipulation is that they're artists from the Pacific Northwest, and it's a recent work. So okay. It can be previously released elsewhere. That's totally fine.
Just an interesting idea that popped in my head while you were talking about the fall and spring is to have a theme, to make it themed, like a, I don't know, dreary winter theme for the next one. And then this one could have been the refreshing of life here in Vancouver.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think as they go on, things might change. As of now, I'm not sure if we would start doing themes, but I definitely, mainly I don't want to constrict what people feel like they want to send in. So I want to make it so that the artists feel like if they're happy about what they've produced, then they can send it in no matter if it's like fits with the theme or not. And then perhaps like once we do the curation, we can kind of be like, this is the something edition.
Yeah.
It has this vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So another piece to the event tomorrow night, which one more time is tomorrow at the Astoria. It's March 23rd. Tarot readings. Any how did that come about? I've never gotten a tarot reading, but I've like gone through the cards before, and I don't know. Whenever I do it, I'm just randomly pulling them and like, oh, whoa, that's really interesting. You got this and this, and you kind of make up a story. But yeah, how did that come together?
Selena Kurtz, who is also an Only a Visitor and has her own awesome project, Future Star. I'm sure you've heard. So she's going to be doing a tarot reading. So she's volunteered to do readings by donation during the show. So she'll have her own little setup. I thought it was something fun. We kind of wanted to have more extra little things happening during the show as well as the music. But five bands is a lot, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that we may have someone doing braiding as well, but I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out the schedule there.
Yeah, yeah. You can rope the people in when they're getting there. Do you have a special skill that you want to do here? great. And do you want to...
All the things, like, those are all by donation, and all the proceeds from the show are going to the Downtown Eastside Women's Shelter. So basically once we pay for our tape, like recover the cost made for the tape, then everything else is donated.
Great.
Any
interesting pieces of info about the performers tomorrow night specifically that you have?
Okay. Well, let's see. Prophecy Sun's going to open up the show, which is really exciting. I always really like seeing her perform. We have a few artists playing that I've never seen play, so I'm excited about that. I'm really excited about seeing new artists, and I find that sometimes, I don't know if this is a thing that you find as well, but I go to a lot of shows, but often I'm going to a lot of shows and seeing the same band.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, and it's really nice to have more, like, a more eclectic bill.
Yeah, totally.
I also really like bills that are not just, like, all one genre. I kind of like it to be mixed up a little. So I'd say that is what I'm really looking forward to, because for me, there's a lot of, like, curiosity about the different artists that I haven't seen. Yeah, I'd say actually a majority of those artists I haven't seen play live.
Cool.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. We'll probably do a track from Prophecy Sun next. If we're trying to pull it up here on the website. But before we get to that, do you want to maybe tell people how they can reach you or Lisa and inquire about the next tape or about how they can contribute, donate, whatever it is.
If people have any questions they don't want to just contact us, we can be reached at bitchtapes@gmail.com, but there's no I.
There's no I, right.
Gmail would not let us do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bizarre.
Actually, like, there's a... Not so, there's a swear word in your email address. It's kind of like we got totally censored, actually.
Weird.
There's also bitchtapes.tumblr.com,
okay.
Which is spelled correctly.
Great.
And then through our Facebook page as well. But I think if the email is really easy to get in touch with us.
Yeah.
Likely we won't have any more noise going up there about the next run until sometime in the summer. Because now what we're going to do after the show is we're going to make sure everything's up on Bandcamp so that people can at least stream the tape if they didn't get a copy, and try to get the tapes out into the world. So that's our next goal, and then we're going to start thinking about the next run and how, what will change and what will keep the same. But I mean, I'm like, feedback is great, so if people want to provide any feedback, we really would welcome that for sure.
Cool. Great.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bitch Tapes mixtape release tomorrow night, the Astoria, it's March 23rd. Performances from Company B, Julie McGreer, Jessica, and I like the spelling of that, Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-K-A, Sidewalk Chalice, and Prophecy Sun. Thank you, Robin, for taking the time to chat.
Yeah, thanks, Andy.
Yeah, no problem. And we're going to, good luck with everything tomorrow night and the rest of the way. And we're going to go ahead and play one of the tracks from Prophecy Sun's page here. What is that first one called? Park Dreams? Yeah. Sounds great. So we're going to hear Park Dreams by Prophecy Sun. Thanks again, Robin. And we are,
thank you.
You're tuned in to Music for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. Bitch Tapes record release tomorrow night, The Astoria.
Thank you.
past is full of daggers. It ain't wise to keep it close. If we kick up our inner embers, that fire better be for a light. How big is your sky? Can you cradle it in your eye? Can you seek your peaks and valleys with a smile deep inside? Time can make anything crumble. There are lights we can only see in the dark. Even the mountains were young once, only a fraction. I was drawn to the darkness in spite of myself. Don't touch it. Clouds burst into harder things. For nothing cleaves the mountainsides like time and sky's watery eyes. There may be more existence than ever find. Time can make anything crumble. There are lights we can only see in the dark. Even the mountains were young. Yeah.
Bitch Tapes is a biannual mixtape cassette featuring female-identifying artists from the Pacific Northwest. Their goal is to celebrate female-identifying artists and form a community and coalition of artists who may otherwise feel underrepresented in their local independent music scenes. The release party is March 23rd at the Astoria, featuring performances from Prophecy Sun, Sidewalk Cellist, Julie McGear, Jessica, and Company B Jazz Band. Bitch Tapes is a nonprofit initiative, and funds from the show will be donated to the Downtown Eastside Women's Shelter. Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Hello, you're listening to Music for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard a couple tracks by artists who are playing at the Bitch Tapes tape release tomorrow at the Astoria. First, Park Dreams from Prophecy Sun, followed by Lights in the Dark from Sidewalk Cellist. Up next, we're going to play a track by Future Star. Selena of Future Star is going to be doing tarot readings tomorrow at the tape release. So if you want to know what your future is, now is the time, tomorrow at the Astoria. The track we're going to play is It's Been Raining for a Couple Months, which is something I think we can all relate to. Yes, it's been raining for a couple months from Future Star.
Justifying my actions. If it wasn't raining, I would call you up, but something stops me. It's been raining for a couple months, and I'm afraid that it won't stop. Folds of blankets. Rather. Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Stars, let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
UBC Theatre and Film presents Les Belles Sœurs by Michel Tremblay, translated into English by Bill Glasgow and John Van Buren. Raucous.
Realistic.
Women.
Set in 1965 against the backdrop of Quebec's quiet revolution, 15 women tell their story as lurking resentments ignite against Germain, the lucky winner of 1 million Gold Star tickets.
Reimagined by MFA director Diane Brown and choreographed by Tara Cheyenne Friedenberg, Les Belles Sœurs ends our theater season with a foot-stomping bang.
Running March 16th to April 1st. Curtain at 7:30 in the Frederick Wood Theater. Student tickets only $11.50. Tickets available at theaterfilm.ubc.ca.
This stupid, rotten life.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out The Real Deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Welcome back to Music for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Hi, Andy. You're also here.
Yes, I'm around. I was going to say something really stupid. Like, I caught myself before I made the mistake of saying, because I didn't want to come across with the wrong attitude. Like, I wasn't going to use the tone that would make it sound stupid.
Right.
But I was going to use the wrong words. I was going to say, yes, I'm in the building. But see, if that sounds like I'm making some sort of announcement or like big, like
Andy
stupid.
Is in the building.
It's like, that's not what I meant at all. But that's the phrase I ran through.
Watch
my head.
Out.
So, yes.
Here he comes. I am Andy around. Resto.
Clear the way. Thanks for having me on the show.
Making me do everything.
It's great. It felt very professional, producer and personality. Not obvious which role is which. Thanks to Rob and Jacob for doing an interview. If you have been tuned in at all, there's a interview with Rob and Jacob, who along with Elisa Thorne, two Vancouver artists, are putting out a mixtape called Bitch Tapes, which is going to be a series that they're going to do, series of releases that they'll do. They're doing a release party at the Astoria tomorrow night, March 23rd. So head on out to that. There will be tarot readings, 5 different bands playing. Should be very nice.
Yeah.
So we've been hearing some music from that and some related music that all FemCon this week.
All FemCon this week. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, just the past couple tracks we heard. Fly Me to the Moon from Anita. Do you know? How do you say that?
I would just say Eccleston.
Eccleston.
Eccleston
doesn't sound quite.
Eccleston.
Yeah.
Anita Eccleston.
It can't be that easy. And the track Young Mopes from Louise Burns. Do you have any parting words? We're going to close it off with. One more song.
No real parting words. We're going to play Amy Brandon, a song called War Games, a record called Scavenger that she put out last year. She's at Toronto. Classical, kind of lo-fi classical guitarist. Really great record.
What does lo-fi mean in the classical context?
Oh, in this, I don't know. It's like, it's subdued. It's subtle.
Subtle.
I think is more
not
what
aggressively
I'm saying.
Classical.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
I'll find out.
Okay.
I don't know what you mean. I rarely know what you mean.
Well,
I'm learning a lot.
That's great. That's good. Good to know.
You're thanks. For being a teacher, mentor, producer.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Everyone's very grateful in here today. All right. Amy Brandon, track is called
War Games.
War
Games.
War
Games. I have trouble pronouncing W's sometimes.
Okay. I'm sorry I made you say that.
I swallow my W's. War Games.
All right. War Games.
Yeah.
From Amy Brandon. This has been Music for the Observant here on CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, Amy Brandon with War Games.
Thank you. Thank you.